Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Welcome back to Tick Talk, because ticks happen. Today's topic, clinical anaplasmosis carried by ticks. Carol in the Corral, you're on Tick Talk.
I'm just not myself. I'm weak, pale, losing weight.
Oh, we will get you help. Stay on the line. Next, we have Patty in the pen, who's feeling a bit anemic.
It's hard to breathe, and I'm constipated. Ew. And these guys never stop mooing.
I'm clearly a bit agitated. My dear callers, these are all signs of clinical anaplasmosis brought on by ticks, but it's not your fault.
Ticks happen.
But there is a new treatment for your tick-induced troubles. New Baytril 100 CA1 Enrofloxacin Injectable. Baytril 100 CA1 is conditionally approved for the treatment of clinical anaplasmosis associated with Anaplasma marginale for certain cattle.
Ask your cattle veterinarian for a product label to see if this product is for you. Veterinary prescription required. Extra label use is prohibited.
New Baytril 100 CA1.
Well, the cattle futures finished lower across the board. We had feeders anywhere from about 50 to 90 lower. They were down almost $2 at one point, but they did bounce back to only be down 50 to 90. So that was kind of a good sign. And the live cattle were down anywhere from about 20 to 50 or so, with October down 45 at 104.02. And at one point, they were down around $1. So we did bounce off the lows, but still in the red. Generally speaking, most commodities today were in the red. So kind of a bad day overall, big down day for the markets, again, across the board. The hogs today were kind of the one bright spot here. The December hogs up $1.25 at $57.75. So that was one kind of bright spot in the sea of red. The box beef at midday was down 67 cents on choice. At $226.91, select down 79 at $213.03. The choice select spreads $13.88. Kills today were about 118,000. Last week this time they were 119,000. Week to date we're at 474. And last week the same time we were about 472. So better than we were last week at the same period. Profit margins for the Packers are still really high, somewhere around $367 per head.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Farmers throw a big curveball at wheat diseases that they can't hit. Give them Green Hammer, an OSU variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Key diseases such as leaf rust and stripe rust can't touch Green Hammer, and it offers one of the highest protein levels in the Great Plains with a top-tier test weight. Green Hammer also offers Hessian fly resistance and acid soil tolerance. It's also been recognized for excellent milling and baking quality by the Wheat Quality Council. Put the hammer down with Green Hammer. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Today's grain futures markets were mixed here. We had corn closing on the low of the day. December corn was down about 5 cents at 353¾. The bean market actually was the strongest one here on the grains. November beans up 4¼ at 966¼. And then unfortunately the wheats were ended up lower on the day. December Kansas City was down 2¾ at 476½. And December Chicago down 4¼ at 554. And then the cotton futures today ended up down 68 at 64.28. So they've kind of fallen on hard times here. If you look at the charts across the board here, we've been on a really good rally on the corn, on the beans, and also the wheat, and even the cotton for that matter. But today we're kind of turning back to the downside on the cotton futures. And kind of the biggest story of the day is the Dow Jones futures. The September Dow currently near the lows, down 945 points, 28,143, and knocking on the door of the lows. This morning the tech stock started getting hit really hard. This morning they said that some hedge fund was selling about two of the big tech stocks that have been rallying, one of them being Tesla. And it was down about 8% at one point. And that started the ball rolling.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.